Hello? Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Alex calling you from Forest Lighthouse's team.
From who?
Oh, I'm calling you about your property in LaSalle Drive. This is a good time
to call. What are you talking about?
Yes, sir. Well, I just wanted to check with you on our last conversation about scheduling a walkthrough. Have you had a chance to speak with the tenants yet?
I haven't seen them yet.
Sorry, the line is cutting. You were able to talk to the tenant?
You said you scheduled a walkthrough, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I haven't been able to talk to the tenants yet.
Oh, okay. Well, no problem. No problem. Once you have...
Is this Alex?
Hmm?
Is your name Alex?
Yes, that's my name, Alex.
Alex, I have your name, your number. And we're not able to contact them. We're not able to contact them.
Okay. Well, just please let me know. And also, just to help us better understand the current situation, would you be able to send me a copy of the lease agreement that you have with the tenant? Mr. Miller?
Sorry,
the line is bad. So you said that you can text it to me, the copy of the lease agreement.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds better. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome. Okay. Sorry, as I was saying, I was asking if you can text me or send me a copy of the lease agreement. Would that be possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I get back there, I'll do that.
Okay. That sounds awesome. And I'm sorry, the line is really bad earlier. You said that you haven't had a time to talk to the tenants yet, but I just wanted to check your availability. Do you want me to check up with you next, say, tomorrow? Or do you think you'll be able to do that this week?
Well, I told you that I would call you, Alex, once I've talked to them. That'll save you from calling me and me from having to tell you the same thing over if I don't get contact with them today.
Okay. All right.
So I'll contact you.
Okay, awesome. That would be good. If you could just save my number, that would be great.
I already have your number, Alex. That's how I know your name.
Awesome. Okay. And I understand your concern about the eviction notice. Also, I told you the last time you were asking if the property will be purchased with tenants that might be in place. I'm also calling just to let you know that we really prefer the property to be vacant.
Vacant, because y'all want to do improvements. I heard you when you said it.
Great. And, if you talk to the tenants and the tenants are still there, and if needed, we can also consider extending the timeline to make things just easier for everyone involved.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Miller, for taking my call. That's just it. Just wanted to check up. And, yeah, have a nice day then.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.